Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What's up, y'all? It's DL Cows back again with episode 14. 14 episodes, y'all. And this time we're talking about the altered state of mind. Today is October 14th, and we were releasing this at 12 midnight. Had a solar eclipse today, and we're just talking about altered states of mind, and we're just going to get into it. Peace, love, and hair grease. Win the day.
I gotta win, win the day. It's today, a great day to be great. No, I can't sit back and wait. Win a day, it's today, a great day to be great. No, I can't sit back and wait. Win a day, 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 go win a day. Win a day, 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 go win a day.
Hey, what's up, babe?
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm good, you know. I'm feeling good. I went to yoga today. It's a great day outside. It started off about 57. I think it's probably like, what you would think? I think it's about like 69, 70 outside.
Right now? No, I don't think it's 70. It's pretty cool.
Oh.
It's not cold, but.
I could look. But how you feeling?
Mental
health check. Yeah. Wow, it's literally 69 outside.
69.
Yeah.
I'm feeling very good. Very good.
You look good.
Thank you. very uplifted in my spirits. Enjoyed the solar eclipse and just, you know, working and doing some promotion stuff on the internet this morning and stuff. So, yeah, I'm just feeling good. Did some homework. I'm about a 9.
Did I say what I was? Or did I just say how I was feeling?
You just said how you were feeling.
Yeah, I'm giving about a 10. I ain't
okay.
Gonna stunt with you.
Feel good.
Mm-hmm. Watch out. Yeah,
that's good. So our topic today is altered state of mind. This is the topic that the good people on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok voted for.
Not TikTok.
Yes, even TikTok voted for. And we're talking about an altered state of mind. Basically, an altered state of mind is any state of mind that you're in outside of your natural state. You know, you can get to an altered state of mind any kind of way. So, a little fun fact, according to PubMed, the goal of life is to realize or experience oneness of all life, including even the inanimate world around us. It is not just a feeling and knowing we are all one in an intellectual way by using the sense of touch, see, feel, hear, and taste, but going beyond the senses. Basically, an altered state of mind is going beyond the sensory experience to become one with the world. Right? So,
yeah.
It's, you know, basically like outside of your daily habits, like kind of like going into a trance.
Yeah, it's basically tapping into yourself, like getting still and getting quiet within yourself and tapping in within yourself and seeing, because it's another world outside of this physical world. And whether you choose to believe it or not, it's here and it's not going anywhere. It was here way before what you see. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you really have to have an open mind.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the thing is, an altered state of mind also opens your mind. Each time you alter your state of mind, you come back a different person. You know, and it's kind of like, for instance, if you've ever had an experience where you have lost all track of time and setting, like that's is technically an altered state of mind, even if it's unintentional.
Oh, so that's like even like when you're just having a good time.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like a...
So, see?
Yeah.
Everybody being altered states of mind. Mm-hmm.
They just don't realize mm-hmm. it. And the thing is, the reason why is dopamine drip in the back of our brains. Like, mm-hmm. when we do, like, laughing, that gives us dopamine. Like, doing things that we love, it's dopamine. So, once we have so much of an amount of dopamine, we are literally on a high. Hence why people do cocaine. When you do cocaine, it's like an unlimited supply of dopamine. Yeah. And you can literally lose track of time. Like, you're up. And just because there's so much dopamine. Yeah. Too much dopamine. The wrong way to do get the dopamine. Uh-huh. But, yeah.
Not promoting.
Not promoting at all. But
having a conversation. That's how you
induce a altered state of mind. Like, dopamine is something that is very real. And it's in every human being. Like, you don't just not have dopamine. No. You may have a little or a lot or whatever naturally. But everybody has dopamine, and that's where we get the fun stuff. That's where we lose track of time. That's where we, you know, find the love and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I just said, like, having fun or whatever, but what are some other ways to alter the state of mind knowingly and unknowingly?
Yeah.
Like, unintentionally, basically.
Mm-hmm. So, work and career, religion, art and expressive arts in general, sports, exercise, workout, things we love deeply, sex, like literally.
Yeah.
Those are different ways that you alter your state of mind. And again, whether you do it on purpose or not, like naturally when you do these things, your state of mind is just altered. You're in a different like realm of existence.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not even, sometimes you're not aware of like what the crowd said when the team is down 15, y'all come back, you're just locked in a zone, and your teammates, mm-hmm. y'all are all just locked in a zone, and things are just happening. It's like when we see those crazy sport highlights, or when people catch the Holy Ghost, or when artists are performing on stage, singing on stage, painters and designers doing all these different things.
Mm-hmm. Basically doing things that you love.
Yeah. You just lose track of time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, 'cause
when I clean, I definitely lose track of time sometimes, and I do have to get a time check sometimes, 'cause I will get in there and be there about 5 hours.
Yeah. And like, also speaking of like with religion and also like with therapy, so just another cool fact, I'm about to be like spitting these cool little facts throughout the whole episode. So, therapy can be an assistance to this altered space, where religion is very directive. Mm-hmm. Therapy actually allows you to tap into whatever it is you are seeking. If you want to pray, that's fine, but there is more to it than just praying and worshiping alone. Work the magic, spirit, forces, and elements around you. So, like, if you're going to church, like, that's a very directive altered state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
You almost already know what's going to happen. It's church.
It's right? A program.
Yes. When you go to therapy, there may be a plan that us therapists have, but 9 times out of 10, we don't go by that plan unless that's what the person wants to do. We do what the person in there wants to do. If they want to cry for an hour, they can cry for an hour, but we're going to try to regulate it and get you back to a peaceful spot. But whatever you want to do, like, and that's a big part of an altered state of mind too, is you can literally go where you want to go, but some things are directive, some things are indirective. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
and praying is basically when you talk to God, the universe, the Most High. While meditating is when God, the universe, and the Most High speaks to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of what I want to say, like, self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. But you want to touch on that?
Yeah, so it's like just a big part of meditating and being at peace is being still. Like, if you're religious, you've heard peace be still. Also, I did a quick take on this as well. Like, when you're still and you're quiet, that's when you hear your inner voice. You hear the God that's in you.
You hear the answers you've been asking God for.
Those, the light shines brighter. You're more connected because you are quiet. And mm-hmm. I will say this, no one has ever listened their way out of a blessing or a job. They've talked their way out of blessings and jobs, you know, so
that part.
Yeah. So
that's real.
Yeah. Like, listen, just be quiet and listen sometimes. And that alters your state. And you will hear, literally, you will hear that inner voice. That's God's voice. Like, seriously, mm-hmm. you will find the answers. And that's just what it is. And when you pray, you're usually asking or giving thanks. So, mm-hmm. you know,
because you can meditate. It's a lot of ways to meditate, and it's different things to meditate on.
Exactly.
Like death, life, experience, stillness, the universe, peace, just being thankful, showing mm-hmm. your gratitude. You know, it's so much. You can just meditate on the day. You know, you can put your intentions out for the day. You never know what you're going to get, but you know the intentions that you're putting out. You know what I'm saying? If you wake up, you want to do positive things, you want to speak positivity, you want to win the day, you want to maximize your time today, you know what I'm saying? It can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, you
just
can
gotta alter that mind.
Exactly. Hey. Literally, like, literally, just, you know, alter it. And there's like surface levels, and then there's deeper levels. You know, one way that we alter our mind is also by being present. And mm-hmm. And also present in our forward thinking. You know, so much of our lives are about yesterday and tomorrow, where like we're living in the present thinking about either yesterday or tomorrow. But if we're trying to make progress, get better, we have to understand that there are going to be goals. It's not saying abandon your goals and things like that. Just kind of sit there and do nothing. But understand that a part of being present is progressing, and progressing is altering your current state. That's mm-hmm. what the present is about. You are literally, as the time goes, you are literally altering your life, altering your state of mind, altering your way of being, living, and so on, so you can get further or be content and keep what you have and maintain. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a mouthful.
Yeah. A mouthful and an earful.
Yeah, I'm loving the author state of mind talk, because I'm learning as we're talking as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have the door open, so we're hearing a little background vibes. But yeah, so what are some things that you meditate on, babe?
Oh, well, I meditate on decisions,
mm-hmm.
like decisions I feel like I have to make, or I meditate on the day. I meditate on just giving thanks. I literally just meditate, and meditating isn't always like 10, 15, 20 minutes. You can meditate 3 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, just be still and listen. Like, it can also alter your state of mind, where is if you just had something rowdy happen, or you just had to like get out of your character or something. Like yesterday, this happened to me yesterday. Went to FedEx trying to return a phone or whatever. The lady was rod. She was on that rah-rah. If y'all know what rod is, that means she was on that rah-rah. And I really had to let her just have it. I mean, I gave a little dab or two, but I just had to let her have it. And then I came back to the house, and I went in the backyard, and I just meditated, did me some yoga, and rebooted, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's honestly, it's like sometimes when I meditate, I don't have intentions to meditate on specific things. I just know that I need to be still.
Yeah. And that's really what it's about. It's just, like I said, meditation, it is a way that you can alter your state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yep. Okay. So have you ever gotten somewhat of a high from meditation? And if so, what is that like?
Yes.
Tell me about it, because I love it.
And it's the high from a meditation without any substance to induce it is incredible.
It's crazy.
It's really, really incredible. And it happened for me when I set like specific intentions, and the person who was leading the meditation was had the intentions of taking the room to wherever each individual wanted to go, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was just a powerful setting, a powerful person in myself, in the person leading the meditation. and really the intentions behind it, and then the breathing, like, that happened in it. So when I say, like, the intentions behind it, I knew what place I wanted to go to when the meditation started. Also, the intentions that the person leading the meditation said were for us to go wherever we wanted to go, but we also did it by breathing. Mm-hmm. So we did it through breathing, and we did about three different breathing exercises back to back to back, and then ended with a silent meditation, mm-hmm. just breathing and then coming back to. And I promise you, it was like a shroom trip. No lie.
It definitely goes there.
Yes, that even was today. Amazing. I still remember what I saw. I still remember what I got. And I haven't been the same since. I asked mm-hmm. for certain things, and I got that literally that day, that night. And it just rolled over. Like, I had to go through a whole transformation. Like, it affected my sleep. Still trying to, like, it was amazing.
Ask and you shall receive.
Seriously. So, yeah. What about you?
Oh, well, you know, anytime I'm at yoga with Chinook, the end of class gets, well, the yoga isn't, like, always, it's not about the physical, it's about your mind.
Exactly.
So, and he preaches that, like, mm-hmm. yoga is to make your mind stronger. And anytime we have yoga, I go to yoga once a week or sometimes twice a week if I can. But the stillness, the mm-hmm. breathing, the words that he speak is poetry. So it's always next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're about to get into like the intentions after this part that I'm about to give now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're going to get deep into those intentions. But other things that can give you an altered state are drugs, illegal crack, heroin, meth, cheese, etc. And too much of a pharmaceutical.
I said cheese.
Marijuana, shrooms, ayahuasca, toad, spirits, liquor, syrup, drink, chemicals, and pharmaceutical abuse. So, like, pill popping, street drugs, any of that. All of these things can alter your state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But taking any substance to alter your state of mind or suppress a feeling is not healthy once you become dependent on said substance. This leads to addiction. And addiction is real. You can be addicted to anything. There is a myth that out there of you can't be addicted to marijuana. Yes, you can. If you smoke weed every day, you're addicted to marijuana. And that's okay. You work through, do what you do. But it's a fact, guys. Like, we as humans, we get addicted to anything, like gambling. It's not just like substances or drugs. Like, we can be addicted to anything. Too much of anything is a bad mm-hmm. thing. Like, even too much of a good thing is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, even with sleep. Sleep is good, but if you're sleeping 10 hours a day, that's a very bad thing. Something is not right there. Staying up and grinding is good, but if you're only sleeping for 4 hours a day and you don't really need much rest, and that's how it is, you're going through a manic episode. Fun fact. Ooh. Yeah. Like, that's like, we don't know these things naturally, but yeah, mm-hmm. that stuff is real.
So yeah. That's the therapist and you talking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, you know, just, and these are also things like, I was still smoking marijuana when I found out that, oh, you can be addicted to marijuana. I was like, oh, okay. Prove me wrong then. No, because I was, you cannot be addicted to marijuana. It's from the earth. Child, please. You can be addicted to salad, okay? I don't care what it is.
Green is green.
Like, seriously. So just keep that in mind. You
can
know?
Be addicted to people too.
Yes. Attention.
That's not ew.
Addicted to attention.
Yeah.
People have weird things like eating tissue and soap. Like, you can be addicted to...
What is that they be eating? Cornstarch.
Cornstarch, yeah. I'm telling you, y'all. So, yeah, just be aware of what you are doing and how you're doing it. And understand that there's also a different way you can be doing some of these things that alter your mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... how should we take holistic drugs and substances if that's a preference?
Yeah. Again, it's really all about the intentions. You want to take these with heavy intentions. You know, we live in a time when these sacred herbs, substances are taken for granted. People now commercially take shrooms more than ever before. Yes, even more than the great Woodstock era. Anytime you are altering your state of mind, you should make an intention, a purpose for whatever altered journey you are going on. So if you do partake in smoking marijuana, what are your intentions for smoking this marijuana? It could be to calm down. It could be to wind down from a heavy day, a busy day, or whatever. But what are your intentions in taking a substance that you don't already have within you to alter your state of mind? Think about it. And your intention should be very good. Like, even with like when you're drinking, like I had to literally step back from the bottle. I mean, I'm having a little sip now, but I'm somebody, I can drink like a man. I kid you not. I've drunk grown men under the table. I mean, grown men in their 40s. No, I am.
Oh, she is proud of this.
I am proud. That you know, the cows in me, I'm Tony's daughter. That makes me very proud. I'm a woman that can drink with men, drink men under the table, and also still not be drunk or so messed up to where I have a hangover the next day. That's pretty impressive. But the therapist in me, the growing woman in me, is growing from that. I am altering my state of how I think about, you know, liquor and stuff. So now, and I even talked about this with Shay, being more intentional about like the type of liquor that I'm drinking, or when I drink, how much I drink. Don't get drunk, you know, just don't indulge too much because I'm getting tired of it. Like, you know, so just anyways, at the end of the day, set your intentions. Set your intentions for whatever it is that you're doing. And also like with the toad or like ayahuasca and other herbs and hallucinogens. The spirits also will not let you in. Yeah, or you will have a very bad experience.
Well, stuff like that. It's like, it's about the plant have to call, the medicine have to call you. So if you're not called by the medicine and you go seeking it, that's just like if you're not ready for anything and you go seeking it, nobody have time to train you in the midst of it. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to get what you get. So if the medicine don't call you and you don't have intentions and you just want to do it just to do it and you're not seeking anything, or you know what I'm saying? It's not good. But yeah, that's why everything isn't for everybody.
Exactly. And I have a point after this really quick. Like, if you've ever heard someone have a bad trip or these types of things having no effect on a person, or they're either doing it wrong, aren't living right, or both. Like, that's just kind of like what it is. Like, you probably did this substance when you're just doing it recreationally now. And it's just kind of like, you know, and hey, people do shrooms recreationally, go ahead, but I don't influence that. I say have some intentions behind it. And when it comes to the, like, the spirits not letting you in and things, everything isn't for everybody, you also have to understand where your genetics come from. If you come from a Native American culture, genetically you are we're naturally doing spirits or smoking marijuana, or, you know, doing these natural herbs and things like that, right? Mm-hmm. Where some people, they don't come from that. They come from something completely different. They might come from something where they weren't doing anything, or they're just taking colonizers, for instance. Like, it's not for your DNA, your genetic code doesn't go with this.
Yeah.
And that's why you also, like, that's why everybody can't drink. Everybody can't smoke weed, because literally it's not a part of your genetic DNA. It's also why people get addicted. It takes control of their life because it's not who your people were. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's a real thing. Even like, because all of like the ayahuasca and the toad and stuff like that, those are sacred, serious things mm-hmm. that come from a lineage of ancestors who do ceremonies and things like that. So that's why when it's like when I say the spirits will not let you in or you will have a very bad trip, mm-hmm. that's exactly what I mean. It's real. It's very, very real. I've met people that had this experience, and that's where you kind of take it for granted, and that's what you don't want to do.
Yeah. Okay. What are some things that people naturally set intentions before doing?
It can be in sports. Like, people's mission or intention is usually to win or be better than they were before. Exercise, yoga, gym, workout. The intention is usually to lose weight, gain muscle, become lean, gain strength, be one with the body, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, be one with the body. I like how that sound off the tongue.
Yeah, yeah. In meditation, someone is usually looking for answers and wanting to find peace, a solution, calm the chaos. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, don't take the intentions for granted. Set intentions before doing or altering your state of mind in any kind of way. Like, that's just, again, very big on the intentions. Heavy, heavy, heavy on the intentions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, like, yeah, the same way we do, like, naturally, like, a light intention, maybe, like, cooking, for instance. You know, yeah. What are your intentions when you cook? Probably cook to have something some really, something really tasty, you know, naturally. But yeah, mm-hmm. take it deeper and do it with love. Yeah. If you cook it with love, it's from your hand to a plate. Like, that is a real thing. The electricity between you and the food is real. Yes. It's going to taste better. It's going to feel better. It's going to heal. Mm-hmm. You know, like, even when I make my tea, my intentions every time I make the tea is to help heal. You know? Yep. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay. Don't take the intentions for granted.
Yeah.
Y'all heard her. Okay. How are you actively altering your state of mind?
I kind of spoke on it. Yeah, earlier, like with the drinking. I'm doing less drinking this month, being more mature about it. And I'm actually proud of myself for these first 2 weeks of October. Mm-hmm. I'm doing pretty good. I haven't been drunk.
I'm proud of you too.
Yeah, like I'm doing pretty good. Thanks, babe. So that's one way I'm altering like my state of just being in general, and being more intentional about like my self care, and different goals that I want to accomplish and things like that. Like just really trying to tap more into the meditation and the breath work mm-hmm. and altering my state of mind naturally and being more creative. Like if when I'm creative and I'm doing the therapy, I'm implementing these things with my clients and practicing what I preach. That's like, I can't tell you like how good it feels to be in session. That's like one of the best things I've ever like found that I've explored. Mm-hmm. Like it's I'm home and I literally lose track of time. I'm not thinking about how long it takes. I'm just in the pocket. Even when I do this podcast
in the pocket,
I'm like in a pocket, and it's just man, so I'm actively altering my state by being who I'm supposed to be and by being intentional about my purpose and living my purpose through and trusting what God has already created for me, what the universe, the Most High, has already created for me.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah, I've been altering my state of mind actively by just, like I said earlier, maximizing my time. I've been having like a lot of free time, but like lately I haven't, and I love that because I'm like on the move, on the move, on the move, and I love how that makes me feel. I'm open to new things. I tried a Pilates class this week, and I loved it. What's today?
Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was Thursday.
That was this week.
Yeah. I had to think about what day it was. Being intentional about my intake and about my days. You know, just really, really maturing, mm-hmm. I shall say. 29 is really giving me a push that I need, and I'm really happy for this, so just really being one with self. Like you said earlier, I like that being one with the body because I have mm-hmm. been. I realized that I need to get back active. So I've been really active. So, Yeah, just being intentional about everything and doing all things with love and loving me in the process and not forgetting about me while I am being so busy. So,
yeah. That's good. That's good. So, yeah, whatever y'all can do out there to alter your state, your current state of being, alter your mind, set more intentions.
Wait, I have one more thing. And when your body is tired, set the intention to get some rest.
Yeah.
Seriously. Knowing that you're tired, you'll run yourself to the ground. Take some time, and that's self-care within itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And speaking of that, with the intentions and everything, just, you know, when you make an intention, you're not always altering your state of mind, but you're preparing for it. You're preparing for the altered state. And that's just, you know, something that we all can tap into, you know, so... Yeah, that's basically that. Is there anything that you're like that you think you could do better with that you didn't already mention? Maybe.
I actually had this thought earlier when I was on the way home from yoga. I was saying that because just a couple years ago we was in the gym. We was gym rats. It was crazy. We was gym rats, and I want to get back active. Like I've been seeing like different, and Pilates really turned me up. Like the Pilates class. And if I was to go enough, how flexible I probably could do the splits by the end of the year. So yeah. I do want to be more active, and I want to just try different workouts. I want to get into some boxing, a little something.
Man,
you know,
boxing.
Just something.
That's wild that you say that fun. Because we I thought about, I've been thinking about getting, joining like a boxing gym or like getting me some gloves and getting like you can, you know, the bag that you hit. I forgot what it's called, but you basically hit it above your head. Yeah, it's like you can like put that in a doorway, and I wanted to put that in the shed doorway. Just go out there and do with some sweats on, and just, you know, do that actively, because that's a very easy way to sweat, gain muscle at the same time and shed tone. Fat. Mm-hmm. Yes, and tone, and that's really like I'm trying to find a way that I can find something actively that I like to do that I can stick with. Like, that's the thing
she
for
get
me.
Bored quick.
Like, yeah,
she
I
get
do like
bored
it. I need
with
excitement
out or doing regular workouts. So, I feel like a class where somebody is like instructing you is perfect for
exactly.
you.
Yes, exactly. Because like, as a basketball player, like, coach, let me know what I need to do, and I'm gonna do that.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah, I'm a star. Yeah, I'm a star. So yeah, some, you know. But anyways,
somebody can tell you, duck, swing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two piece that muck.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. So we're towards the end of the podcast now, and what I wanted to do is share some breathing exercises like I was talking about earlier that kind of altered my state naturally, and it felt like a shroom trip, and just also just different things that are for for like anxiety and like stress. So some breathing techniques that can alter your state of mind are box breathing. It helps to relax and release anxiety. And what box breathing is like you're going around the box, and it's 4 seconds, you know, per. So breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, and then repeat that same thing. You're going to do that 4 times. That is going to help with anxiety, help calm you down, help you relax. Yeah.
I tried it for the first time when she came back from a, what was it?
Conference.
A therapist conference in Cali. And when I tell you, I went in a trance, I seen kaleidoscopes, and I slept amazing that night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very good to do before sleep, too. Like, yeah, it's great. And then another thing is 90 seconds of intentional breathing. It reduces stressors and the negative self-talk in the back of the mind. So all of that, like, oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, I'm scared about this. Oh, I'm this and that. 90 seconds of intentional breathing is very good. It's also really good for athletes. Before, if you're somebody who gets really bad jitters and you kind of get in your own head and outplay yourself and you can't perform good because you're in your head, 90 seconds of intentional breathing before the game, before you get back in the game, 90 seconds of intentional breathing. It's life-changing. I wish I knew how to do this when I played basketball. Like, I wish I knew about it. I didn't then. But that 90 seconds will take you far. Take you very far.
Mayla, you're a little lightheaded, but you're going to be all right. No, I'm just kidding.
90 seconds doesn't leave how much, you lightheaded.
That's just how good you feel, how light you feel, yeah, you know?
But this next one, for real, will have you feeling lightheaded. And this next one will take you there. And this is kind of what I did at the conference. So first you're going, it's called, you know, I call it handlebar pull down breathing, right? So what you're going to do is first set your intentions. Where do you want to go? What do you want? What are you seeking? How are you want to feel? What, you know, what's up? What are your intentions, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to breathe in for two, release on three, and repeat several times between 60 and 90 seconds. Then go into an intentional breathing meditation. So when I say handlebar pull down, you're going to have your arms up and you're going to grab and pull down. So you're going to breathe in. As you breathe in, pull your hands up. One, two, and then on three, pull down. And you're going to keep doing this with your eyes closed over and over again for about 60 to 90 seconds. You're going to keep going. And that will change, like, I'm telling y'all. It's amazing. It's amazing. And then after that, you relax from that 90 seconds, and you just breathe and you just look in your eyelids and just see. I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's very amazing. So those are some things that you can do. And I hope you take those down, write them down. And what I will do, I'm going to make a quick take for these guided breathing exercises. So y'all can just tap into the podcast and, you know, do that. So, yeah, that'll be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
All right. End of the pod. You got a little quote or anything?
The quote of the day is, be thankful for the person you were that got you where you are today. You know, because it wasn't promised. You didn't have to be here. And regardless of where you are right now, hey, just be thankful for who you were and who you're becoming.
Okay. And don't give up. Always reach for the stars.
Mm-hmm. Reach for the stars.
Just like that handlebar thing she just...
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. If you do that five times, you'll feel a little different. But hey, set the intention, set it up, burn an incense, something. You gone. You going somewhere. It's not here. Yeah, for sure. And so how you feeling now on the mental health scale from 1 to 10?
Oh, baby, what? Do I break the scale or what? I'm just feeling real good. I'm feeling real zen. I feel like the podcast kind of calmed me down because I was like, mm-hmm. Now I'm like,
yeah, it was pretty calming, but right?
I'm still, you know.
Yeah, that's good, yeah, because good. Speaking about an altered state of mind, I wanted it to be kind of a calming episode. Mm. And that's exactly what it was. I'm very calm myself. Like, I feel very relaxed, yeah. Very good. I'm a 10 now, though, but I'm a Zen 10. You feel me?
Hey,
Zen 10.
Talk to him.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
Get like you? No, get like me.
Zen 10. Zen 10.
Hey. Okay. But yeah, peace, love, and hair grease. Win the day because the day is already won. And don't forget, go to akproshop.net and get you some pro tea that will also help you alter your state of mind. Peace, love, and hair grease. We out.
Bye-bye.
You know what it take to be great. Apply the pressure, then gonna start off by winning the day. Winning the day. I'm winning the day. Yeah, I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day. Yeah, I'm winning the day. 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 I'm winning the day.